Good morning, Tuesday morning. That means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, today we'll start with GE, and they have some problems with the travel ban issued by the Trump administration. Tell us about it.
You know, in his story about the local impact of the ban, our reporter Larry Rulison points out that just 2 weeks ago, General Electric Company's unit that's based in Schenectady, the power unit, announced a $1.4 billion deal with Iraq to build two new power plants and expand four others. And of course, Iraq is one of the seven countries whose citizens are banned from traveling to the United States under President Trump's executive order. So that has General Electric's CEO, Jeff Immelt, quite concerned. He's among a lot of business leaders that are questioning President Trump's executive order. Over the weekend, Immelt called the ban a risk to the company and its employees. And of course, GE is one of the Capital Region's largest employers. On the company's internal blog, he said many employees from GE do business in the entire region, so that has him concerned. Other companies in the Capital Region are watching to see how it will affect them. Albany Medical Center Hospital is one of those. They're worried that if any of their graduates or any of their employees had gone home for visits to their family, they may have trouble getting back into the country now, and that will cause some problems. So it's causing great concern in the Capital Region in a lot of places.
Concern for some critics of corrupt lawmakers are looking at legislator pensions, and the voters will get to look at that next November.
Yeah, the state legislature has now, for the second time, approved a constitutional amendment that will allow for the stripping of pensions from any elected official convicted of a felony crime related to their public office. This approval, which came Monday, means that the amendment, which was passed for the first time last year, will now be on the November ballot, and the state's voters will decide whether it will become part of the state constitution. It would also apply to judges and policymakers and other narrowly defined officials in addition to state lawmakers, and it would allow a court to consider whether to take full or partial pension benefits away from someone who's convicted. It will give them some leeway in deciding how they're going to do that. Of course, it comes after more than a dozen state elected officials, state lawmakers, have been convicted of crimes in recent years, including the former heads of the Senate and the Assembly. And now it's up to the voters, and if recent public opinion surveys are accurate, it looks like it's going to pass very easily in November.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. For more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David.